堂听 class.com。
Let's get crazy！ 李阳疯狂英语 ，Leon Crazy English。
Lesson 20.
慢速
Dear Peter, thanks very much for inviting me to your birthday party on Sunday. I'd like very much to come, but I have an examination on Monday morning. It is a very important exam, and I can't afford to fail it. I'll spend the whole weekend reading and preparing for it.So I'm really sorry that I won't be able to come this time. Hope you can understand. I'll take this chance to wish you a wonderful time on your birthday. Happy birthday, Peter, and many happy returns of the day. Yours, Li Ming.
Naturally, 自然的语速
Dear Peter, thanks very much for inviting me to your birthday party on Sunday. I'd like very much to come.But I have an examination on Monday morning. It is a very important exam, and I can't afford to fail it. I'll spend the whole weekend reading and preparing for it. So I'm really sorry that I won't be able to come this time. Hope you can understand. I'll take this chance to wish you a wonderful time on your birthday. Happy birthday, Peter, and many happy returns of the day. Yours, Li Ming.
Now, super challenge, as quickly as possible.
Dear Peter, thanks very much for inviting me to your birthday party on Sunday. I'd like very much to come, but I have an examination on Monday morning. It is a very important exam, and I can't afford to fail it. I'll spend the whole weekend reading and preparing for it, so I'm really sorry there won't be able to come this time. Hope you can understand. I'll take this chance to wish you a wonderful time on your birthday. Happy birthday, Peter, and many happy returns of the day. Yours, Li Ming.
Great!
Crazy English. Crazy English. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Wow, you're an English superstar.
你是一个英语超级巨星。
Lesson 21.
The problem with television. Now, I don't watch television, but a few years ago, I used to watch it every night. I was often a little tired after a day's work, and watching TV demands very little effort. Unfortunately, there are too many people in my family. Some wanted to see one program, while others preferred another. I was happy with any program, but the others spent a lot of time arguing,And there was no way of settling the matter except by selling the set. Now everyone at home reads instead.
The problem with television. I don't watch much television these days. But a few years ago, I used to watch it every night. I was usually a little tired after a hard day's work. And watching TV takes very little effort. Unfortunately, there are too many people in my family, and we could never agree on which show to watch.I was happy with any program, but the others spent a lot of time arguing. The only way of settling the matter was to sell the set. Now everyone at home reads instead. Lesson 22.
My favorite sport. My favorite sport is football. I am a member of our school football team. We practice 3 times every week and often watch football matches on TV together.Playing football not only makes us grow up tall and strong, but also gives us a sense of fair play and team spirit. We must keep in mind that we play for the team instead of ourselves. Also, the sport teaches us the importance of obedience. Each player must obey the captain, who is the leader of the team. And we must not break the rules too often if we want to win the game.
My favorite sport.My favorite sport is football. I play on our school football team. We practice 3 times a week and often watch football matches on TV together. Playing football is not only great exercise for our growing bodies, it also teaches us the value of fair play and team spirit. We must keep in mind that we play for the good of the team instead of ourselves. Like our coach always says, there is no I in team. Also, the sport teaches us the importance of obedience.Each player must obey the captain, who is the leader of the team.
Yeah, that's good.
太好了 Keep going. 继续努力
Lesson 23.
Dear Bob. Hello. I learned about you from my English teacher, Miss Fang. I'd like to be your pen friend and get to know more about your country. First, let me tell you something about myself. My name is Li Hua. I live in Beijing, which is the capital of China. I go to Hongqi Middle School. We study quite a few subjects, such as maths, Chinese, English, and physics. I used to play ping pong a lot in my spare time, but now I am interested in football. Do you play any ball games? What is your favorite sport? I look forward to hearing from you soon. Yours, Li Hua.
Very good.
Lesson 24.
Today I visited the Smiths, my first visit to an American family. They live in a small town. It was very kind of them to meet me at the railway station and drive me to their home. The Smiths did their best to make me feel at home. They offered me coffee and other drinks. We had a good time talking and laughing together. They were eager to know everything about China and asked me lots of questions. In fact, they are planning to visit China next year.
Today I visited the Smiths, my first visit to an American home. They live in a small town. They were kind enough to meet me at the train station and drive me to their home. The Smiths did their best to make me feel comfortable. We drank coffee and talked and laughed together. They were eager to learn more about China and asked me lots of questions. In fact, they are planning to visit China next year.
Lesson 25.
Last year, I spent my first Thanksgiving in my own house. I had never cooked Thanksgiving dinner before, so I wanted it to be special. I spent what seemed like forever cooking, and to my surprise, it came out looking perfect. Then I realized that I had forgotten my soft drinks at the store, so I ran out to get them back before the guests arrived. I was away for no more than 15 minutes. When I returned, I found my turkey on the floor, surrounded by a greedy cat and a dog with turkey bits in their mouths.
Slowly exaggerate. 夸张地读.
Last year was the first Thanksgiving I spent in my own house. I had never cooked Thanksgiving dinner before, so I wanted it to be special. I spent what seemed like forever cooking, and to my surprise, it came out looking just right. Just then, I realized that I had forgotten my soft drinks at the store, so I ran out to get them before the guests arrived. I couldn't have been gone for more than 15 minutes. When I returned, I found my turkey on the floor with a greedy cat and dog nearby, chewing on turkey bits.
Naturally, 自然的语速.
Last year was the first Thanksgiving I spent in my own house. I had never cooked Thanksgiving dinner before, so I wanted it to be special. I spent what seemed like forever cooking, and to my surprise, it came out looking just right. Just then I realized that I had forgotten my soft drinks at the store, so I ran out to get them before the guests arrived. I couldn't have been gone for more than 15 minutes. When I returned, I found my turkey on the floor, with a greedy cat and dog nearby, chewing on turkey bits.
As quickly as possible.
Last year was the first Thanksgiving I spent in my own house. I had never cooked Thanksgiving dinner before, so I wanted it to be special. I spent what seemed like forever cooking, and to my surprise, it came out looking just right. Just then I realized I had forgotten my soft drinks at the store, so I ran out to get them before the guests arrived. I couldn't have been gone for more than 15 minutes. When I returned, I found my turkey on the floor with a greedy cat and dog nearby, chewing on turkey bits.
Keep on practicing.
You know, practice makes perfect. 请坚持操练,你知道,熟能生巧.
Lesson 26.
At the end of the 19th century, a Frenchman went to England to learn English. He entered a hotel room in London and spent all his time memorizing a dictionary. After he learned all the words in the dictionary, he went into the city to talk to the people, but he could not make himself understood. So he went back to his room and spent many more days memorizing a grammar book. He learned all the rules and went out again to talk, but he was still unable to communicate. Greatly discouraged, he packed his suitcase and went home to France.
Towards the end of the 19th century, A Frenchman went to England to learn English. He checked into a hotel room in London and spent all his time memorizing a dictionary. After he learned all the words in the dictionary, he went out into the city to talk to the people. He was surprised to find he could not make himself understood. So he went back to his hotel and spent the next few days memorizing a grammar book. He learned all the rules by heart and went out again looking for conversation. But he was still unable to communicate. Greatly discouraged, he packed his suitcase and went home to France.
Lesson 27.
Now, I'll tell you an interesting story. A man with two badly burned ears went to see his doctor. "What has happened to you?" asked the doctor. "Well, my wife was ironing while I was watching a ball game on TV. She put the hot iron near the telephone, then my phone rang. I answered the iron instead of the phone." The doctor nodded, but was still puzzled. And he asked, "But what has happened to the other ear?" The man said, "Hardly had I hung up when the same person called up again." The doctor couldn't help laughing when he heard this.
Crazy Ingo. Crazy Ingo. Crazy, crazy, crazy Ingo.
Lesson 28.
Dear Father, someone came to visit you this morning when you and Mother were out. He stayed for a while and then went away. He told me that he was one of your classmates at college. He is working in a company now and lives near the railway station. The person is strong-looking, with thick glasses, about 1.7 meters tall. It seems that I have met him somewhere before. If you want to get in touch with him, try the number 8987-6561. Yours, Jack.
Dear Father, someone came by to see you this morning when you and Mother were out. He stayed a little while and then went away. He told me that he was an old classmate of yours from college. He is working in a company now and lives down by the railway station. I'd say he is strong, about 1.7 meters tall, and he wears thick glasses. I feel like I have met him somewhere before. If you want to get in touch with him, try the number 8987-6561. Yours, Jack.
Lesson 29.
The United Nations was founded on October 24, 1945, shortly after the end of World War II, with its headquarters in New York City, the USA. When founded, the United Nations had 50 nations as its members, the number of which has increased to over 160 today. The People's Republic of China replaced Taiwan as a member of the UN in 1971. The United Nations has tried its best to keep world peace and security. It also encourages nations to treat each other equally. And it helps its members smooth away their special difficulties as well.
Lesson 30.
Exaggerate. 夸张.
Our net school is very helpful in many ways. First of all, the school can make teaching and learning easy and interesting. Students can get more useful information and knowledge in class. We can also send emails at any time and get the latest information through the internet, which is open to both teachers and students in the school, so long as the student has a computer. He can study at home. The net also helps to improve our school management and meet the needs of building up our school into a modern one. Interested? You are welcome to study in our net school.
Now, naturally.
Our net school is very helpful in many ways. First of all, the school can make teaching and learning easy and interesting. Students can get more useful information and knowledge in class. We can also send emails at any time and get the latest information through the internet, which is open to both teachers and students in the school. So long as the student has a computer, he can study at home. The net also helps to improve our school management and meet the needs of building up our school into a modern one. Interested? You are welcome to study in our net school.
最大声，最快速，最清晰。
as loudly, as quickly, as clearly as possible.
Our net school is very helpful in many ways. First of all, the school can make teaching and learning easy and interesting. Students can get more useful information and knowledge in class. We can also send emails at any time and get the latest information through the internet, which is open to both teachers and students in the school. So long as a student has a computer, he can study at home. The net also helps to improve our school management and meet the needs of building up our school into a modern one. Interested? You're welcome to study in our net school.
Lesson 31.
Fishing is my favorite sport. I often fish for hours without catching anything, but this doesn't worry me. Some fishermen are unlucky. Instead of catching fish, they catch old boots and rubbish. I'm even less lucky. I never catch anything, even old boots, after having spent a whole morning on the river. So I always go home with an empty bag. You should give up fishing, my friends say. It's a waste of time. But they don't realize one important thing. I'm not really interested in fishing. I'm only interested in sitting in a boat and doing nothing at all.
Lesson 32.
One evening, two Germans were walking in the street together. They were trying to find a chance to steal something. The clock struck. Most of the people had gone to bed. Quietly, they came to a house. There were no lights in the house, and it seemed that everyone in the house was asleep. Standing at the front gate, one said in German to the other, "You wait here. I'll go around to the back door and then get into the house." Suddenly, out of the house ran a dog. The two men were frightened and ran away as fast as they could. They dared not stop until they got to a lonely place. "I hadn't expected the dog to understand German," one man said.
One evening, two Germans were walking down the street together. They wanted to find something to steal. The clock struck. Most of the people were already in bed. Quietly, they snuck up to a house. There were no lights on in the house, and it seemed that everyone inside was asleep. Standing at the front gate, one said in German to the other, "You wait here. I'll go around to the back door and then get into the house." Suddenly, a dog ran out of the house. The two men were scared out of their wits and ran away as fast as they could. They didn't dare to stop until they had run far, far away. "Who would have thought the dog could understand German?" one man said.
Lesson 33.
Dear Lily, I haven't seen you, my dear friend, for a long time. I miss you badly. I hope everything is okay with you. I learned that you'd come to Shanghai for a visit during this summer holiday. I warmly welcome you to Shanghai. Shanghai is a beautiful city with a long history. There are many sights in Shanghai, such as the Bund, the Yew Garden, the Oriental Pearl TV Tower, the People's Square, the Shanghai Zoo, and so on. They are well worth visiting. Please phone me when you arrive in Shanghai. I'll meet you at the airport. I'll show you around Shanghai when you arrive.
Dear Lily, I haven't seen you, my dear friend, for a long time. I miss you terribly. I hope everything is okay with you. I heard that you were coming to Shanghai for a visit over the summer holiday. I warmly welcome you to Shanghai. Shanghai is a beautiful city, rich in history. There are many sights in Shanghai, such as the Bund, the Yew Garden, the Oriental Pearl TV Tower, the People's Square, the Shanghai Zoo, and so on. They are all well worth visiting. Please give me a call when you arrive in Shanghai. I'll meet you at the airport. I'll show you around Shanghai when you get here.
Wow! You're an English superstar!
你是一个英语超级巨星!
Lesson 34.
Michael was walking along the street the other day. Then he heard someone shouting his name. He stopped and looked around. It was Jack Evans, who was running after him. Michael and Jack went to the same school and then to the same university. But they hadn't met each other ever since then. They decided to have lunch together. They went to the nearest restaurant and sat at a table near the window. Then they talked about what they had done since they graduated from university.
Lesson 35.
slowly.
For about half a century, scientists have been making better and better computers. Now computers can do a lot of everyday jobs wonderfully. They are widely used in factories, hospitals, and banks. Many computer scientists are now thinking of making the computer think like a man. With the help of a person, a computer can draw pictures, write music, talk with people, translate languages, and so on. Perhaps computers will one day really think and feel. Do you think that people will be afraid when they find that the computer is too clever?
Naturally, 自然的语速。
For about half a century, scientists have been making better and better computers. Now computers can do a lot of everyday jobs wonderfully. They are widely used in factories, hospitals, and banks. Many computer scientists are now thinking of making the computer think like a man. With the help of a person, a computer can draw pictures, write music, talk with people, translate languages, and so on. Perhaps computers will one day really think and feel. Do you think that people will be afraid when they find that the computer is too clever?
Quickly.
For about half a century, scientists have been making better and better computers. Now computers can do a lot of everyday jobs wonderfully. They are widely used in factories, hospitals, and banks. Many computer scientists are now thinking of making the computer think like a man. With the help of a person, a computer can draw pictures, write music, talk with people, translate languages, and so on. Perhaps computers will one day really think and feel. Do you think that people will be afraid when they find out the computer is too clever?
You really did a good job!
It's time to turn the tape. 现在该翻带了。